For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Anthony, I went over to Road Less Traveled for The Chimes, A Goblin Story. You made it sound so intriguing last Theater Talk. I had to find out what it's all about. And I got to tell you, I thought the acting was first rate. Everybody really put their heart into it. But I have to admit, I was kind of confused.
I knew you were about to knock it from the way you praised it when you first let out. Confused in the storytelling.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting that it's chock-a-block full of every little phrase from the story. And I'd wondered because John Hurley, who did the adaptation, was also directing. And I thought, do you not need someone who can contradict you? I don't know what happened in the process or if they just ran out of time. But a lot of it's very delightful. But it is jam-packed. And I felt for the actors, how many fast costume changes and when did you first see that hat you now need to put on? But some of it very clever and a nice little contrasting piece to A Christmas Carol, though the moral of the story is slightly less palatable. I found it a little odd.
Well, we did too. As far as I can see, these awful rich people seem to get away with misbehaving abominably. And meanwhile, our guy, you know, played by Jerry Mayer, who's a good guy who takes in a homeless father and his infant daughter and does all these good things, at one moment has a critical thought. And for that, he's punished unbelievably.
How like real life. So, there you go. I thought Jerry was very, very good. Just some of the descriptions of how the character behaves, how he skips along and how he slaps his knees and all of that. I thought he embodied the character beautifully and was very, very endearing. And I thought the whole company was very good. And I thought there were just flashes of creative inspiration that were delightful.
The Chimes, The Goblin Story, was Dickens' second installment story for Christmas. The first one was A Christmas Carol, and it's finally here once again at Alleyway.
At Alleyway, going how many incarnations? Neil Raddus's adaptation. And at 710 Main, the Paul Robeson Theater, which usually performs over in the African American Cultural Center, coming over to 710 Main to do Christmas's Coming Uptown. And Uptown in this instance is Harlem. So it's all of the Charles Dickens characters translated to Harlem. They've done it before. That should be quite fun.
And just as with A Christmas Carol, that will also be up through December 18th. Now, the last time I was walking downtown on Main Street, we looked over. There was this fabulous window that was made up of all of the characters and all of the props from that great TV story, A Christmas Story. But I gather it's been turned into a musical that's going to open next week.
At Shays, yeah. That's been around for a couple of years. And it's all of the episodes that people love from the movie, plus musical numbers. It's really very sweet. It's a nice adaptation into a musical and would be fun. And if you like the movie, I think that you have a good chance of liking the musical.
Is there a song titled You'll Shoot Your Eye Out?
There absolutely is such a number.
Well, everyone has a definition of what makes the Christmas season the Christmas season. For many people, it's going to New York City. And you've already been.
That's the Christmas capital of the world for me, you know, that island paradise, Manhattan, where you can see people skating in Rockefeller Plaza and the Christmas tree there and go to Radio City Music Hall, see the Christmas spectacular including the Rockettes. Just the shop windows, incredible in New York, and if you're lucky, trace of snow in the air, but not too much. But I was there to see a staged reading of the Lynn Aaron, Stephen Flaherty, Terrence McNally musical A Man of No Importance, which the Irish Classical Theater Company here in Buffalo did a few years ago. Wonderful, wonderful musical. It had originally been done at Lincoln Center with Roger Rees, alas deceased. But what a lot of people probably do not know is that the role was originally offered to Richard Thomas, the wonderful actor best remembered by television viewers as John Boy Walton. And he did play it in this reading with Tyne Daly as his sister, a wonderful crew of actors, one night only. And that's another kind of thing that the New York Theater can offer, as people are asking, no, you can't get Hamilton tickets.
I knew you were going to go there.
Right. Yes, you could probably see Cats. But on the other hand, New York has so much to, you could go to 54 Below. You could go to the Cafe Carlyle. You could go to Birdland. There's so much to do. And that's what I did this last time. A wonderful, wonderful musical with the creators of the musical attending down at the Signature Theater.
Well, it's good to have you back. For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.